Welcome back inside our weekly locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. It's now time to talk Troy girls basketball with head coach Derek Jasper. Troy, last couple of games, well, last week they went up against Donovan West, actually last Tuesday, a 59-36 win or loss for Troy. So Donovan West, you know, you knew going in a pretty good team, but your girls battled for the most part. Ultimately, Donovan West just had too much in the end. So we'll start there as he didn't play on Friday. So Donovan West going in, what did you see about that game?
The final score I don't think was indicative of how we played. We were pretty competitive in that game for 2.5 quarters. I think at one point in the third quarter it was 30-26. We were down 4, and and they're going to wear on you. They like to get out and run, and we made a few mistakes. I think some of them were tired mistakes. We thought we really competed and had a great competitive spirit and played hard most of the game, and then maybe got a little worn down there in the last quarter and a half, and that's when they game kind of got out of reach there, and they ended up winning by 23. But I was proud of the way we came out and executed some things early, and now D-West had a couple of good players in foul trouble, so that might have led to us really hanging around. But and then they also played some zone defense because of their foul trouble, and we weren't really prepared for that and didn't score like we needed to after halftime. So it was progress, but still got a ways to go, and we're still trying to get everybody back healthy and have a full squad. So hopefully we just keep getting a little bit better each game. We played Hiawatha the week before and then D-West, so two teams are like top 5 teams in the state. So playing some good competition, hopefully that'll pay off for us.
Yeah, I know the first two games are obviously tough ones for your girls, but you saw quite a bit of growth there against Donovan West. Do you feel like your girls, you know, that was a big turning point as far as they kind of figured some things out, at least offensively, and now they just got to shore up the defensive side?
Well, I hope so. I hope we got a little bit of confidence. We still turn the ball over a little too much late. We kind of lost some of our energy, and we still have a hard time scoring at times. We're going to have some scoring droughts where we just need to see the ball go in the hole. But you're right, defensively, we need to do better. I mean, we're not going to beat teams in the 50s, and we didn't hold D-West any single-digit quarters. So, really, we did give up too many points, and that's just the bottom line. We got to really need to buckle down and focus on the defensive end and try to improve there.
So now you got two more games here before the holiday break. Coming up on Friday, you've got Blue Valley and then Clifton Clyde to finish things off next week. So what are you trying to accomplish here now in these final two?
I would need to win. We got our first home game this Friday and then another home game Monday, both against good teams again. I mean, no easy ones in the Twin Valley League, but, man, we need to win. I think we have to get a win before Christmas, and hopefully we'll really come out and play well at home. We're going to have to shoot the ball well. I think Blue Valley plays some zone, so hopefully we can get hot behind three. But we haven't shot the ball very well so far this year, so really going to need to find some points in the paint too and really try to focus on the defensive end and hold them down so we can play a game in the 30s or 40s.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck here in these final two before the holiday break. But thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. Enjoy your couple weeks off. We'll talk to you here at the first of the year.
Appreciate it, Johnny. Have a Merry Christmas, man.
All right, Coach. Thank you. And again, that's Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.